City Doughboys for the first time ever here at Jack Cook Field on the campus of Marshall University. Doughboys lineup will look like this. Batting first at shortstop, Appalachian League Player of the Week, Chase Bloomer. Batting second at third is Kyler Proctor. Batting third at second is Gunnar Borie. They couldn't make him bat second at second and third at third. That'd be too easy for me, wouldn't it? Batting fourth in right field is Noah Rabin. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, Carson Kearse. Batting sixth at first is Nate Connor. Batting seventh in left is Austin Lemon. Batting eighth behind the dish is Eduardo Morales. And batting ninth in center is Will Epstein. They're going to face off against left-handed Logan Piper. Piper is a 5'11 lefty, Vacaville, California, Cal Berkeley Golden Bear, notably an ACC opponent now. I guess here in about 2 weeks they will be, because, you know, the Atlantic coasts of Berkeley, California. But see what the Doughboys can do against him today. This is a ballpark that has not really been very beneficial to hitters. And a lot of the guys down in the dugout before this one were saying that to me after BP. They were saying, you know, it's kind of a graveyard out here, it feels like, just from hitting in BP today. And so we'll see if they can do anything about that, work around things, and find ways to score runs. I mean, I said, you know, this is – not been the easiest place to score runs. That's the reason why this Tri-State team is at the bottom of the league in hitting right now as far as team stats go. And it's because they played a lot of home games to start off the summer, including today, but they just haven't been able to get things going with the home at home, and, you know, haven't been able to find ways to hit the baseball very well. So Logan Piper will come into this game. This is second start, third appearance for Tri-State. Five innings of work, two hits, one run, one earned. Three walks to seven strikeouts for him so far. So we'll see what he can do against this Doughboy lineup that is still first in the Appalachian League as far as hitting goes. Chase Bloomer will come into the ballgame. Doughboys, 283 average. That's the highest in the AP by 20 points. 283 average. If you go over to the on base is up to 418. That's also 20 points higher than anyone else. Logan Piper will set. He's working out of the stretch with nobody on. First pitch is a called strike, and we are underway here in Huntington. 7:02 p.m. time of first pitch. Just a couple minutes behind. Thank you for joining us tonight. Be carrying you along. Four-game road trip starts off today for Johnson City. The 0-1 swung on, skied right side. Chase Chaplin will take a couple steps in. He'll be under it. He'll make the grab for out number one. Quick out, quick two-pitch first out for Logan Piper, and the Colcats starts off this ballgame. Kyler Proctor will come to the plate. It's really hot here today. I mean, it's probably the hottest it's been for a ball game this season in for the Doughboys. And, yeah, it's one of those things right now that all the guys are saying we're just going to have to find a way to deal with it, truly. First pitch to Kyler Proctor's swung on and missed for strike number one. We do have Trackman here, so that's good to know. But I did get my Trackman iPad changed, so I have to make sure I have all of my preferred stats on there. That pitch will miss away. One ball, one strike, the count. There we go. I think I got everything that I normally look at. Kyler Proctor at the plate. The set from Logan Piper. And the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, ground ball left side. Slowly Jack Smith comes in. He'll scoop it up. Throw across to first is in time for out number two. And the thing is here, it's all turf. So no dirt, no grass anywhere on this field. So there's going to be a lot of true hops. There's not going to be a whole lot of weird, you know, bounces or anything. I do think every once in a while, you know, you're going to have to play the ball a step farther back just because it might eat you up, or even in the outfield hits down and bounces up over top of you. It is new turf, so it's a little bit bouncier than older turf would be. Even like our turf in Johnson City isn't quite as bouncy as the turf here. Called strike to Gunnar Borie. Nobody on, two outs, top of the first inning. We're just getting underway here in Huntington. First game of two. Four games this week in West Virginia for the Doughboys. That one will miss low, ball and a strike. Only four games in West Virginia all summer, actually. Two games here in Huntington, two games over in Bluefield. See, is Bluefield? Yeah, Bluefield's in. No, Bluefield's on the Virginia side of the border. The state line is in the parking lot. I'm trying to think. I've been there twice. I should know. I should remember. Called strike on the outer half. Ball and two strikes to count. Yeah, the state line in Bluefield is actually in their parking lot of their ballpark. So if anyone was the state liners, you'd think it'd be Bluefield, not Bristol. Ball and two strikes to count to Gunnar Borey. Logan Piper will set first base side of the rubber. They'll look down in the 1-2. Misses up and away. Two balls, two strikes to count. Tri-State all white. White hats with a black brim. White tops, white pants. Doughboys, regular black road uniforms. They were wearing over the weekend in Johnson City as well, with that being a road game. The 2-2 swung on and missed. He got him, strike three. Doughboys will go down in order to start off this one. We move on to the bottom half of the fourth. The first, all scoreless. Just in your Doughboy baseball.
Life can be a lot sometimes, but at Holston Medical Group, our primary care providers are here through it all, whether it be a routine checkup or something unexpected. Because at HMG, we're here for you through every stage of life with the best primary care and support, whether it's you or the people you love most. Choose HMG, your health partner for life. Now accepting new patients. Call 877-464-1213.
It's bow time. A sandwich this good speaks for itself. But when you're talking hand-breaded, boldly seasoned chicken with thick-cut pickles on a buttery toasted bun, well, we'll say it again and again. Bo's Chicken Sandwich, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hit a grand slam when you choose to make East Tennessee State University your home away from home. You'll find a vibrant and welcoming community, resources to support academic and personal success, and a full calendar of student activities available throughout the semester. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions to be at the center of the Buccaneer experience.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage. Made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the first inning here in Huntington. Doughboys went down in order to start off the ball game. It's going to be Colin Woodham on the mound for Johnson City today, the lefty. 5'11 lefty from Millbrook, Alabama. It's his second start, third appearance for Johnson City this season. Threw four innings in a start last week against Bluefield. Four innings, a two-run ball. If you can get four innings out of him today, you're going to feel pretty good about yourself. First pitch misses low. C.J. Richard at the plate. Ball and no strikes. The one interesting thing about this Colcats team is if you look up and down, there are a few more local kids than you would be a lot of times. Actually, when they started this season, there were even more. But you do have a couple Ohio State Buckeyes, including Richard at the plate right now. But Bowling Green State Falcon, you got a couple of Marshall guys. You got a Marshall. Actually, only one Marshall guy. Two balls, one strike to count to him. Yeah, only one Marshall guy, but they also West Virginia Mountaineer. So you got to, and Kent State's not too far away. A couple of Kent State guys. So the 2-1 misses away. One ball, three balls and a strike to count now. And I do think that's something with you know, a new team here, one of the ways to get immediate fans is by having those local kids, by having guys that you might already know their name. The 3-1 swung on, shot foul down the right side. Yeah, guys that the fans might already know their name. Should they be a Marshall player? Should they play at West Virginia over in Morgantown? Or, I mean, Columbus isn't that far. Cincinnati's only about 2.5 hours from here as well. So really not far from a lot of those Ohio and West Virginia schools. The 3-2 swung on opposite way. Running over his right fielder, that's going to go to the corner, and that is foul. It was a long run over there on the right side for Noah Rabin. Ball thankfully drops foul for Colin Woodham. 3-2 to count here. Defense for the Doughboys, left to right in the outfield. It's Austin Lemon, Will Epstein, Noah Rabin. In the infield, it is Kyler Proctor. Kyler Proctor, Chase Bloomer, Gunnar Borey, and Nate Connor. Colin Woodham pitching to Eduardo Morales to complete the battery. Woodham out of the windup here. The windup in the 3-2. Inside corner, misses. Ball 4. First batter Woodham faces walks. That'll bring up the catcher. It's Isaac Cadena.
That walk brings up the catcher, number 38, Cooper McKenzie.
Oh, I have the wrong catcher in here. There was a scratch in the lineup, so it's not Cadena. It's actually going to be Cooper McKenzie catching. Cadena out of the lineup, called strike. He was in the original lineup that I got. Did not scratch him out of mine. So we'll put Cooper McKenzie in. Bowling Green State Falcon. Bowling Green had one of their best seasons in program history this year. Picked off, runner got down to rights. They're going to throw down to second. They got him. They had that runner dead to rights right away. Colin Woodham, good pickoff move to first. It was 1-3-6, the putout, and that walk will get wiped right off the board. A pickoff for Woodham. That's the second or third time I've seen a Doughboys pitcher, left-handed pitcher, pick right towards first, and the runner was going right away. So that'll be nobody on, one out now. The 0-1 pitch to McKenzie misses up and away. 1-3-6, that put out. 4-game road trip for the Doughboys. 2 here in Huntington, and then 2 in Bluefield. Bluefield, Huntington today, tomorrow. Bluefield, Thursday, Friday. And then we're back home Saturday to get Elizabethton to come into town. The windup in the 2-1 to McKenzie. Swung on, tipped in and out of the glove. 2-2. The location of this new field is really good. Softball field is right past the right field line. Like right in the third, it would be first base side of the field. And it's kind of, I can't see it because you can kind of see the softball clubhouse down the line. The 2-2 swung on, fouled straight back. But it's behind this big kind of sweet press box area. They got like 4 radio booths in here. I was like, okay, that's awesome. But then you can step out of this press box here and you can see the football stadium, Jones C. Edwards Stadium. The windup in the 2-2. Inside, ball 3. And then I think soccer is we passed the soccer field when we came in. So everything's kind of right built up around here. I was talking to the Gold Cats broadcaster for a minute before going on air today, and he said, you know, the biggest thing about this field, the 2-2, swung on, tapped back. I think there's actually a little bit of a chance now that we're thinking of it. There is a little bit of a shot that a ball could skip up over and come into the booth today. There is a little bit. So, you know, we got 2 days where maybe we can get one. I haven't gotten one in two and a third years now in the Appalachian League. Almost got one in Kingsport one night like 2 years ago, but didn't get one up in there. The 2-2. Or the 3-2 misses low, ball 4. Back-to-back walks start off the ball game for Colin Woodham, but he was able to pick off the first hitter, so just runner on first with one out. It's going to bring up the designated hitter. That's Trent Adelman.
Now back, designated
I know their broadcaster was down here saying, you know, the biggest thing about this ballpark was this is the first time Marshall has ever had an on-campus baseball field. So I said, I'm like, you know, it's probably not going to be difficult for him to recruit with how good these facilities are and everything. He was saying, yeah, truly the biggest thing was, pitch misses inside, that they finally have a home. They were kind of nomads for a while. They had a couple of different ballparks around the area that they played at. And then finally this year they were able to open this place up, open up Jack Cook Field, and have a spot, the 1-0. Swung on, ground ball, chopper up the middle. Charging in is Boree. He's going to scoop it up. He's not going to be able to go anywhere with it. He only had a chance to go first with it and fumbled the transfer. That's going to be an error on Gunnar Boree, E4. Puts runners on first and second with one man out. It was a slow chopper up the middle, so it looked like it didn't look like there was going to be any shot at a double play. And I think Gunner saw that right away, too. But when he went in to try to transfer, the ball fell out. Runners on first and second, one man out. Actually gave a single on that. I don't know about that one. Pitch will miss in, ball one. Yeah, I mean, that felt like he was pretty definitely out should it have been a clean transfer. Matthew Coleman behind the plate. Sergio Lucero on the bases today. 92 degrees first pitch temperature. I was saying, I think hottest game. Line shot left side, jumping up. Chase Bloomer grabs it, throw to second, a double play. Bloomer took a couple steps back, jumped up, caught the liner, and all in one motion threw it back to second. And caught the guy napping, diving back to second base. So a 6-4 double play ends things here in the first. And a little bit of trouble doesn't lead to anything. We're on to the second inning, all scoreless. You're listening to Double Play Baseball.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Is your business struggling with technology? Frustrated with the lack of support from your current IT provider? Call Unbound Digital today for fast, friendly IT support. No more submitting ticket requests and waiting days for callbacks. Talk to a live technician from Unbound Digital's local in-house support team with over 22 years of serving the Tri-Cities. Unbound Digital can help with every aspect of your business, from IT support, phone systems, websites, business email, and cybersecurity. Online at unbounddigital.net or call for a free consultation. 423-467-7777.
With the new hot games from the Tennessee Lottery, cold hard cash is waiting to take your summer fun to the next level. And with sizzling top prizes of up to $500,000, these games could have what you need to make every day fun in the sun.
Oh yeah, this summer is going to be a scorcher. Grab the new hot games today at your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer. But careful, they're hot. The Tennessee Lottery, game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
East Tennessee State University provides innovative, unique, and engaging hands-on learning opportunities. When you live on campus, these opportunities are just outside your door. You'll also be steps away from classes, on-campus events, dining, and entertainment. You'll never strike out, because there's always something to do and new friends to meet at ETSU. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
Unbound Digital is your IT solutions provider, locally owned and serving businesses right here in the Tri-Cities and surrounding areas. Unbound Digital can help your business grow by helping you keep your focus on your customers while we keep our focus on managing your IT services. Do you have a backup plan in the event of a ransomware attack? We do. Are your computers and network running slow? We can speed it up. Our friendly technicians are available to help you online by phone or in person. Contact us at unbounddigital.net so we can set your business up for success.
Top half of the second inning. Noah Rubino lead off for Johnson City against Logan Piper. 4-5-6 due up for the Doughboys. 1-2-3 top half of the first inning started this one. Rubino first pitch misses in. End of that that first inning ended in a good way for the Doughboys. A little low liner that was able, Bloomer was able to jump up and get it, and all in one motion get it back to second to double off the runner. That one will miss up. Two balls, no strikes to count. Not sure if the strike zone is working on their trackman right now, because haven't seen any dots. The set from Piper and the 2-0. That one will miss low. Three balls, no strikes, the count to Rabin. Piper throws out of the stretch, even with nobody on, and has been working extreme first base side of the rubber all the time. He'll set the 3-0. That one will miss in, ball four. Noah walk on four pitches. He didn't think that was ball four. He kind of leaned in and had to take a second to look back so he wouldn't toss the bat beforehand before he was actually given first. So Rabin walking will lead off the inning. Carson Kearse will come to the plate. First base runner of the day for the Doughboys is Noah Rabin. Every game in the league is underway right now. First pitch will be a called strike. Doughboys had the opportunity to get back to 500 for the first time this season today. And if you want a standings watch a little bit. Swung on, shot left side. It's going to be gloved by Elgin Fritz over there. He didn't have much of a reaction time. He didn't have much reaction time. Just had to kind of lean out to it. Was able to make the grab. Be out number one. Well hit ball for the Doughboys. It's unfortunate that you weren't able to get anything out of it. Nate Connor will dig in. That one will find the outer half. No balls and a strike the count. Connor had the day off on Sunday. Was built in on purpose to give him 2 days off in a row. Pitch misses low with the team off day yesterday. Give him Sunday off so he's got two off days. After an offer on Saturday, that was an offer that he kind of got knocked by not getting calls. He didn't benefit from really any calls in that game. It was the issue. Pitch misses. I mean, there were twice that he struck out that the pitch wasn't even really in the zone when he struck out on Saturday. And so it's kind of a way for the coaching staff to try to just give him some time and see if they can rebuild a little bit of confidence, because that definitely does knock at you a bit. Runner on first, one man out. We're in the top of the second inning, all scoreless here in Huntington. Doughboys and the Tri-State Colcats for the first time ever. The 2-1, that one will miss up. Three balls and a strike. It's the Doughboys team that's going to let you walk them. They're not going to go swinging. They're not going to go fishing and without catching anything. That's for sure. Piper sets the look over to first. And the 3-1. That one will find the zone. Three balls, two strikes. Nate started to move like he was going to toss his bat towards that dugout. Got called back. Doughboys in the third base dugout. I think the third base side during school games is all Marshall's side. The 3-2. Misses low and in. Ball four. Nate Connor will walk. Pair of walks here in the second inning. Put runners on first and second now. It's just one man out. Austin Lemon will come to the plate. But, yeah, the clubhouse is down past the left field wall. The bullpens are off the field here on both sides. Bullpens are pretty much identical. Actually, triple barreled on there when I was in there, and then dug out with a bathroom in it on the left side. So you're getting a lot of nice amenities here at Tri-State. First pitch to Lemon, finds the inner half, called strike one. Single here could score a run. Open up the scoring for the Doughboys. Austin Lemon can find a way to get a hit here. Check back to second. The set and the 0-1. Swung on, fly ball right field. Going over Gavin Johnson. Johnson still running. He'll get under and make the grab. Tagging second to third. Noah Rabin throws going to be cut off. And Rabin will make it second to third on the tag. It'll be a fly out for Austin Lemon. But he did move the runner. That'll bring up Eduardo Morales with two men out. Ball kind of sat up there. Felt like it was in the air for a long time. And wasn't a difficult play for Gavin Johnson to run over and make. Morales will dig in. Runners on the corners. Two men out. Base hit would give you the lead. Logan Piper sets. Look over to first. First pitch to Morales. Finds the zone. Called strike one. It's down in the dugout right before we went on air and saw Morales. He's the first one that came out from the clubhouse. And he looked at me and said, honestly, it's hot out here, but I'm happy I'm getting this over with today. Being able to catch today, he's like, that one swung on. And the bat flew into the net at that Doughboy dugout. So they're going to give him some sticky stuff. No balls, two strikes to count. But, yeah, he said, man, it's hot out here, but at least I'm getting it over with today, having to catch. And then tomorrow I can just sit in the dugout and, you know, drink a lot of water and just hang out. And still, it's like it's not getting much cooler around here, that's for sure. But Morales will dig in and make his day start off real well if he can find a way to get a hit. The set, the 0-2 from Piper. Swung on, popped up, foul, out of play. Over the box here. Count will remain, no balls, two strikes. Huntington, the city is situated right up on the Ohio River. You look right across the river, there is Ohio. The set and the 0-2. Runner goes. Pitch misses up. They're going to fake a throw down to second. Nate Connor's going to steal second. It looked like they wanted to see if Rabin would try to break for the plate should there have been a throw. Rabin wasn't going to. One ball, two strikes to count, two outs. Runners on second and third. Single could score both of them now. Ball and two strikes to Morales. Check over, another look. And the 1-2. Misses in, ball two. Every road trip in June is to the East Division. This one included, two-part road trip here in Bluefield. And then we'll see Pulaski in a week. The 2-2. Misses in, ball three. And once we see Pulaski in a week, we will have seen four of the five East Division teams on the road before seeing a single West Division team on the road. We'll only see one West Division team on the road before seeing the fifth of five East Division teams on the road, and that one would be Greenville at the beginning of July. The 3-2 swung on, fouled back. Count will remain. Three balls, two strikes. It's funny how the scheduling works. It does. It's real top heavy with cross divisional matchups. But then we have a homestand at the end of the year where host Pulaski, host Burlington. So it's like, you know, they come around to later in the season when they need to come to Johnson City. Bybrill set. Nobody on first. The carousel won't spin. The 3-2 once again. Swung on, fly ball left field. He got a lot of that. Michael Rodriguez going back, still going back, and it's gone, a home run. Eduardo Morales, a three-run shot in the second. Gives Johnson City its first lead of the day, 3-0. His first home run of the summer. It's funny. We were having that conversation in the dugout, and he said, hey, I'm just going to swing first pitch every AB. I said, yeah, just fly out or homer so you don't got to run bases. He homers right there, his first of the summer for Johnson City. Gives the Doughboys a 3-0 lead. And it's funny, too, you know, this place, we were talking to some of the guys after BP, and they're saying, hey, the ball doesn't fly here very well. Didn't look like an issue right there, 3-0 here in the second for Johnson City. Yeah, it was. The conversation was, Eduardo said, when we were talking about how hot it was outside, swung on foul back for Will Epstein. But he said, you know, I'm happy to get it out of the way. And he said, I don't really want to run bases. He said, I'm just going to go out there swinging first pitch every time so I can get back out on the field and just have to worry about catching. I'm like, yeah, you know, first pitch swing, fly out or homer, and that's all you got to do. And wasn't first pitch, but he homered there. The 0-1 swung on ground ball up the middle, charging over Isaac Turner. Turner's going to eat him up. It'll be gloved by Jack Smith. Throw to first is not in time. That almost, it was Isaac Turner, it ate him up. It hit off his, I think, maybe his elbow or his knee, caromed right to Jack Smith. Smith at the shortstop position was still able to make a competitive throw, but wasn't able to retire the runner. They're going to score that as an error, which surprised that scored as an error when Gunnar Borre's, the ball to Gunnar Borre was scored as a hit. I'm thinking let's at least give our guy a hit here, but an E4 nonetheless. It'll flip the lineup back up to the top and Chase Bloomer. 3-0 ball game. Doughboys lead after the home run. The set from Piper. First pitch here swung on, skied. Catcher looking for it. Still looking for it. He'll walk over and be under it and make the grab for out number three. Cooper McKenzie finishes things off, but not before a three-run shot for Eduardo Morales. His first of the summer makes it 3-0 Doughboys. We go on to the bottom half of the second inning. You're listening to Doughboy Baseball.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Is your website working for your business? Unbound Digital can help you gain more customers while giving them a better experience with a new website for your business. Unbound Digital takes care of everything for you. Our websites include everything you need to get your website running, and we provide a completely new design for your business with the fastest load times and high-end security. Our flat monthly cost includes all this and ongoing charges for one flat monthly cost. Contact us at unbounddigital.net so we can set your business up for success. Again, that is unbounddigital.net, your local IT solutions provider. Stop sweating over your outdated phone system. Unbound Digital can help with a cloud-based phone system at a great price. Our phone systems are top quality and require no upfront equipment costs. You'll keep your local number and gain access to great features such as mobile and desktop phone apps, call recording, and texting from your main company number. Unbound Digital is locally owned and has been serving businesses in the Tri-Cities and surrounding areas for over 20 years, with friendly technicians available to help you online, on the phone, or in person. Contact us at unbounddigital.net so we can set your business up for success. Again, that is unbounddigital.net, your local IT solutions provider.
Bottom half of the second inning here in Huntington. Doughboys lead 3-0. There is a little bit of a watch for the weather right now. There's some lightning in the area. Big storm cloud billowing up above us on the right side. Umpires are conversing. They're going to take the teams off the field. So we're going to go into a lightning delay here in Huntington in the bottom half of the second inning. Have to look at a radar, see what we're looking at for if there's any rain. Looks like there is a bit of a cell that's going to come right over us. Next couple of hours, actually, it's not looking great. So Doughboys take the lead in the top half of the second, and then a lightning delay happens. We don't see any rain. Sun is still actually shining here. They haven't made an announcement in the ballpark either yet. Normally for a lightning delay, they're telling everyone to clear out. They haven't done that yet. So we'll keep it here. We'll sit here and hang out for a little bit before we get any news on anything important. But 3-0 Doughboys, a really good piece of hitting. Home run into left field for Eduardo Morales. Gave the Doughboys a 3-0 lead. Still, they haven't made a PA announcement yet. I'm surprised, especially with it being a lightning delay. I mean, we don't have any rain. You would think with a lightning delay, they're going to say, "Hey, let's take cover, you guys." But have not heard anything. Haven't heard anything from them yet. So Doughboys are off the field now. There's a big storm cloud kind of right over the right side of the field, going way down past the right field wall. If you look to the left side, it looks all clear. It's the right side here that you see the storm cloud in. And, you know, with the turf, you can play in a lot, but the Lightning is not anything you're going to be able to play in. Doughboys are walking down towards that clubhouse, so they don't intend on restarting anytime soon. And with the Lightning, it's 30 minutes for every strike. So you're kind of just in a holding pattern right now if you're Johnson City, if you're trying to come out here. And, hey, honestly, the best thing is you're at least going into this delay with the lead. It's a whole lot better to go into the delay with the lead and be able to at least have that going, at least have that going for you going into this weather delay here in Huntington. Is, yeah, you took the lead right before it happened, so you're at least feeling good walking into that clubhouse. And hey, if there's anywhere where you need to go sit and kill off a weather delay, I think here would likely be the place to do that. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk for a little bit more before going on a little break until we get more news about the weather. We're in a Lightning delay here in Huntington. 3-0 Doughboys. You're listening to Doughboy Baseball. Can't make it on the road with the Doughboys? Don't miss the action. Every road Doughboys game will be broadcasted live on jcdoughboys.com. Just click the team tab and you can listen live to all 58 Doughboys games this season.
Get a home run when you find your fit at East Tennessee State University. Our Buccaneer family makes it easy for you to connect with others and get involved. You can take part in on-campus activities like concerts and game nights. And you'll have access to university resources that allow you to knock your academic goals out of the park. Learn more when you visit etsu.edu.
Gum for the game leaves with a boom. Join us for one of our three fireworks nights over the course of the season, starting on Friday, June 14th. Stay with us for an Independence Day fireworks spectacular on Wednesday, July 3rd. And round out the regular season on Friday, July 26th. Tickets are available now at jcdoughboys.com.
Weather delay here in Huntington, and Lightning delay. I saw on my app 7 miles. One of the front office staff for Tri-State came up and said, "Yeah, we just got one a minute ago. That's 2 miles away. So we're gonna be in a delay for a little while. So I'm actually going to sign off for now. We're not gonna sit here. I mean, I don't think we're playing within the next probably hour and a half. If we restart this one today, I say we'd restart it about 9 o'clock at this point. So keep an eye on our social medias, JC Doughboys on X and Facebook, and we will keep you informed on if and when there's a restart time. If not, it'll be kind of a changed up doubleheader tomorrow, because you are through an inning and a half here, so that's still gonna stand, but it will see. We'll see what the ball clubs do and what time that'll be. So, any information from us on our end will be on social media, and you'll see it just as soon as we get our hands on it. So, if we restart this one, we'll be back. But if not, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Currently 3-0 in the bottom half, really the middle of the second. Never started the bottom half of the second inning here in Huntington. Doughboys lead 3-0. Hopefully we'll talk to you later tonight, but possibly not until tomorrow. Keep an eye on our social media. Keep an eye online on jcdoughboys.com to see when we will be restarting this one. So we'll talk to you soon.